This is like the worst episode yet. Are you serious? Why'd they have to kill him off? I'm gonna need like the whole night to recover, I swear. This is just the worst. Oh. Hey! You're home. Already? What time is it? Oh. Yeah, you're home pretty early. What's up? Wait. Let me grab a drink. I need, like, a bucket of popcorn for this. I need to hear how your date went. Fine. Come here. Sit down. Tell me everything. Don't leave out a single detail. And if you do, you're gonna regret it. Okay, tell me everything from the start to the finish. I thought you were gonna be gone, like, all night. Didn't you say you guys might go grab a movie? Oh, that never happened. Okay, based on the look on your face, I'm assuming this date wasn't the greatest. Maybe it didn't go how you want it to go. No? Yeah? Well, what's going on? Tell me. I'm like literally on the edge of my seat. Look at me. Well, did you do what I told you? You know, we practiced flirting together. Did you use any of my tricks and my tips? Okay, so was she wearing something cute? A sweater? She was wearing a sweater to your date, even though you guys went to this really cute restaurant and you dressed up so nicely. I mean, look at you. Yeah, you clean up nice. But she showed up in a sweater. Okay. Okay, so maybe her fashion taste isn't really, like, the best. We'll let it slide. What else? I mean, did she have nice hair? Did she look like her pictures? Not really. Did you get catfished? Sorry, I don't know why I'm smiling. It's just funny. Like, you getting catfished? That's hilarious. No? Oh. She just had a lot of filters on. Okay. Well, besides all of that, how was her personality? Did you guys get along? Like, was she funny? Was she giving you any butterflies? Not really. Oof. That's kind of harsh. Well, I remember you told me she had just gotten out of a relationship, so, I mean, that was the first red flag. I tried to tell you that maybe you shouldn't go on this date, but you didn't listen to me. Either way, we got, like, a flirting session out of it, and I helped you out. So even if that date didn't work out, I'm sure the future one will. Okay, don't let it get to you. Trust me. You're gonna be going on a lot of bad dates. I'm sure this isn't the first or the last. I mean, take it from me. I've been on, gosh, how many? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay, let's say more than 20 horrible dates. You know, I've been on a lot. And they were all horrendous. I would never want to relive them ever again. But if there's anything I learned from those dates, it is to be patient and don't be so scared to try something new out. You know, at least now they turn out to be bad experiences, but I learn from them a lot. And I know what I want in the future, and I know what I wouldn't want on my future date. I'm more wary. So take it as a lesson. So I'm assuming there's not going to be any more dates between you guys. No, I'm not happy. Of course not. But I mean, I'm kind of happy, because it means you get to be next to me, like, forever, until you find your future girl, which, I mean, you remember last time when I was trying to tell you something, and then I told you, hey, go have fun on your date, and then now you came back from your date, and part of me was hoping it wouldn't work out. I know that sounds awful. Okay, I know, it sounds horrible. I'm supposed to be your friend. I'm supposed to cheer you on and want you to have the best day ever, but I only really want you to have a good date with me. You know? Like, you and I get along so great when we're just hanging out in the house. But imagine if we were out on a date together. Nobody's ready for that. Not to mention the fact that I feel like you and I look so good together. Okay, and is that so bad? Me trying to cheer you up? Of course I'm trying to cheer you up. But I also mean what I'm saying. I feel like you and I are really cute together. I wouldn't mind dating you. I just feel like you're too good for me now. Going on all these fancy dates, forgetting about your awesome roommate. I'm just joking. I'm joking. You know, I like seeing you putting yourself out there. The confidence on your face, especially when you dress all nice like this. I can tell you like it. But you deserve somebody who's going to want to dress up just as nice and go out with you and make you feel special. Someone who's going to make you want a second date and a third and a fourth and a million other dates. Yeah? You felt like she was into you. You feel bad because you don't feel the same? Well, you can't help the way you feel. You know, if the physical attraction wasn't there on your end, I'm sure it's not going to come in the future. Besides, how can she not like you when you learn from the best? I taught you all of these flirting lessons. It was like she was technically on a date with me. I'm just joking. No, but really, you know, you tried all the tricks I gave you, and that's amazing. But how can she not fall for you? That's okay. I mean, you don't have to text her and tell her, hey, I don't like you, I don't want to go out with you anymore. Not that I expect you to do that. You're so nice, you would never. But maybe wait for her to text you. I mean, no, it would be nice if you message her and say, hey, I had fun on our date, and you're such a nice person, but I see us just becoming good friends, you know? I don't see it going anywhere romantically. There's nothing wrong with that. Sure, she might feel like shit at first, but at least you're not leading her on. You know? You're being honest. Just give me your phone, I'll do it for you. I promise I'll be so nice. Come on, I'm a girl. I wouldn't want to hurt her feelings. I don't really know what it's like to feel rejected. Well, I kind of do now since you technically don't want to give me a chance. But I know it would suck. And I don't want her to feel that way. So give me the phone. Thank you. All right, here. You can watch me write something, okay? I had so much fun with you today. You have such an amazing personality. However, yes, we're going to sound a little professional here. I see us becoming great friends. I just don't see anything there. No. Let's remove that. I don't see it progressing romantically. I'm sorry. I don't want to hurt your feelings, but I hope you can understand. I'd rather be honest with you than a liar. Sound good? Should we add a heart? Okay. Okay, you don't have to send the message now. Here you go. Think about it. But when you're ready to hit the send, send it. I think you can sleep on it for tonight. You never know, she might be feeling the same way. Which would be pretty stupid, because I mean, who wouldn't want you? Who wouldn't be so attracted to you, both physically and mentally? Look at you. Oh, what can I do to cheer you up? I know you were looking forward to this day, and you're just, well, you don't look very happy right now. Well, how were you expecting it to go after? Oh, you thought you were going to get some tonight. Is that what it is? You thought you were gonna get laid? I'm sorry, I don't know why I'm laughing. I laugh, you know, I laugh a lot. You know that. But I also had a lot of wine tonight, so I think it's getting to me. But yeah, I mean, I could see why you thought you were gonna get laid. So are you, like, hard right now? I'm joking, God, I know you're not, so I'm just joking. Kind of. But, like, yeah, are you still excited? Because you thought this night was gonna go somewhere else? Mm-hmm. I see. Well, I know I've never really asked you this before. I just didn't know how to bring it up without making things fucking awkward. But have you, you know, done it before? Oh, just a couple times. That's it? Don't tell me. Am I gonna have to teach you how to have sex now? No, I didn't tell that. You're great. I'm sure you're good at sex. I just, well, I don't know. I had fun teaching you how to flirt. I wouldn't exactly mind teaching you how to please a woman, shall we say. I don't know. I think you and I will have a good time together. I can tell you want me, you know? You're just shy around me. And you trust me a lot, which is good. But, well, I just want to show you a good time, that's all. You know? I think you deserve it. And since you were expecting this night to go a certain way, I don't see why you shouldn't let it go that way. Just with someone different, not the person you expected, but an even better person. No, I'm being serious. I know that you know what you're doing, but what is it? Do you just not want me? Like, I've been throwing all these hints at you, practically telling you that I want to be with you, but you're just, you're running away from it. I know you think I'm joking and I'm not being serious, but I am. I don't know why you think I'm this flirty person. Do you think I just go around flirting with everybody? I don't. I mean it when I flirt with you. And when I taught you all those flirting lessons, and you were looking at me the way you were back then, you know, that really, it gave me butterflies. I felt like a high schooler all over again. It really felt like you were flirting with me. For real. Not just for an act. And that sort of turned me on. Even just now thinking about it, I'm turned on. Like, look at the way you're looking at me. How can I not be turned on? You're just so hot. Was I serious when I told you I want to show you how to have sex? Of course. I wouldn't joke about that. I'll show you right now. I'll show you how you can make me feel so good. I'm gonna want you every single day. In the morning, afternoon, nighttime. Every single minute of the day. How does that sound? Me. I know you want to. Kiss me. God. You're a good kisser. Touch me. Yeah, run your hands up my stomach. Oh, past my belly button. into my breasts. Oh, fuck. Your hands feel so good on my body. Can I touch you? Okay. You're so hard for me, aren't you? I can just feel it. I'm just gonna slip my hand through your pants. Oh, fuck. Do you know how long I've wanted to touch you? I feel your cock in my hands. How long I've wanted you to touch me. How fucking badly I want your mouth and my pussy. God. I'm so fucking wet for you. Do you want to feel how wet I am? Give me your hand. Here, slip it through. Yeah. Oh, can you feel it? Pull my pants down. Gently, slowly. Yes, fucking look at me like that. Yes, don't look away from me. God, you look so good doing that. Oh, yeah. Have you done this before? Have you went down on a girl? Alright, well, here. Touch me first. Oh, can you feel how wet I am? Yeah. God, yeah. You rub your hand, yeah. Oh, finger me just like that, yeah. Right here, baby, focus on my clit. Yes, right there. Oh, God, yeah, right there, yeah. Keep it going. You're doing so fucking good. Oh, God, baby. You love it? Do you love this pussy? Yeah, do you love this fucking pussy? Yeah, keep doing that. Oh, I'm so wet for you. Oh, God, yeah. Yeah, just like that. Do it fast, yeah. Yeah, don't stop. Don't fucking stop. Focus on that spot, baby. Yeah. Just like that. Oh, look at me. Choke me while you do it. Choke my fucking neck, yes. Oh, your fucking hand fits perfectly around my neck. Yeah, baby, keep going like that. Oh, shit, yeah, I'm gonna come. Oh, yeah, just, I'll keep it going like that on my clit. Yeah, fuck, I'm gonna come. Oh, oh, you're gonna make me come, baby. Yeah, you wanna watch me fucking come? Yeah, you wanna make your roommate come? Yeah, look at me. Look at me. Oh, 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 oh. Oh, fuck. Oh. Oh, stop, stop. I'm so sensitive. Oh. Let me taste myself. Yeah, stick your fingers in my mouth. You wanna taste it? Taste it. Do I taste good? Yeah. I want you to bend me over this couch. Yeah, bend me over. Oh, yeah. Oh, stuff my face in the pillow. Oh, baby. Oh, yeah. Oh. Just rub your cock against me. Feel how wet I am for you. Oh, can you feel it? Well, does it feel good, baby? Yeah? Grab my hair. Fuck yeah. All of it. Yes. Oh, you can grab it as tight as you want, baby. I can take it. Oh, yeah, I want you to fuck me so hard. Just so fucking hard. Make it feel good for you, okay? Come here. Don't worry about me. I can take it. make yourself feel good, baby. Come on, slip it in. Oh, I can't wait any longer. Yeah, just like that. Yeah. Yes, I'm ready. Fuck. Yeah. Oh, it feels so good. Oh, yeah, you can start moving. Yeah, one hand on my hips, one in my hair. Fuck yeah, baby, come on. Come on. Oh, fuck, as hard and as deep as you can. Oh, you feel so good inside me. Oh, you're not taking me without a condom? Is that how badly you want me? Oh, you want to feel how wet I am around your cock? Oh, I'm pulling my hair, baby. Yeah, I'm pulling my hair back. Fuck, 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 fuck. Oh, God, yeah. Oh, finger me as you do that. Play with my clit. Yeah, baby, yeah. You wanna fucking make me come again? Oh, fuck yeah, baby. Oh, I feel so good. Yeah. Am I not better? Am I not fucking prettier to look at? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, with my ass right in front of you, making you feel good. Oh, yeah. Oh, when I look back at you as you fuck me. Yeah, baby. Fuck. Oh, God, you're gonna make me come again. Yeah, you wanna come on my back? Yeah, baby, are you close? Oh, fuck, I feel you twitching inside. Are you close, yeah? Come on, baby, come for me. Come for me. Come. Oh, yeah, I'm coming. So hot while doing that. Come here. Fuck. Oh, shit. That was fucking amazing. Way better than I would have ever imagined. How's that for getting laid? Yeah. I'm glad I can make you feel good. No, you didn't pull too hard. I'm fine. I told you I can take it. That was so good, baby. Where are you going? You want to clean me up? Oh, you're so cute. I mean, is it that bad? Okay, fine, I'll wait for you. But don't take too long. I'm gonna start feeling lonely over here.